listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your girl man save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. Wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
They're blue. Let's stay safe from COVID. Masks protect you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and you know how some girls like boxes of chocolates and some like bouquets of flowers? I got a real treat for Valentine's. Armbrust USA, Armbrust American, sent me a delightful mask sampler kit. Oh, it's laid out with beautiful paper, and it's just like getting a box of chocolates or candy for your face. And in this wonderful mask kit, it has samples of all their masks, and you can find the one that fits you best. They even have a fit guide. Every one of these masks is American-made and rigorously tested for quality and guaranteed to have 95% or better filtration down to 0.03 microns. They all have different earlobes and nose wires and headbands, so you have to follow the instructions of the manufacturers for the fit and make sure that your perfect fit or your perfect mask is the one that fits you best. But they even included a 30% off code, which is just delightful. And looking at these is just wonderful. It really is. I mean, they have respirators and they have surgical masks and duckbill respirators and cup respirators and beautiful folds and all kinds of wonderful ways to protect you from COVID. You know, masks work. They do. And to me, they say, I love you. When someone cares enough about me and the well-being of my family to wear a mask, that makes me love them. It really does, and appreciate them in a different kind of way. Masks work. So let's mask up. Let's protect ourselves and those we love. And a terrific way to do that is Armbrust USA, Armbrust Americans mask. They are so beautiful. And you can find them on Twitter. You can find them on social media also and learn more about what they do and how they do it and why they do it. And these masks are made in the USA, which means we're helping folks to have jobs and we're helping folks to feel as if they have meaning and purpose right here in the United States of America. So I absolutely love this, and I thank Armbrust USA for this generous, wonderful gift and for sponsoring this episode today. I have another reason to be excited because, oh, what a terrific guest we have today. Our favorite person, and here he is. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora from Robeson County, North Carolina, and I am Bear Clan.
Thank you for being here. I am so thankful that you are here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It is always an honor to be here.
Oh, well, we love you and we appreciate you. A wonderful thing happened. Our son's preschool teacher was teaching about bears. It was a very good lesson. And at the end of the lesson, our wonderful little prince says, I have bears in my family. And he's talking about you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
And of course, that it means you have panthers in yours.
Right. Yes.
I have been looking forward to this show. Oh, yes, it's been a difficult season in my life for the past few weeks, and one of the bright and wonderful things that just keeps me thinking, oh, yes, let's go, is that we are going to have this conversation today. Seven sacred teachings. For such a time as this, I think we, all over the world, we reach 160 countries and all 50 United States, we need these teachings, and I thank you for being here to share them.
Thank you. I am glad to be here to be able to share them. Yeah.
Well,
but the seven sacred teachings,
yeah,
you know, about them, sometimes if I reference the seven sacred teachings to people who aren't familiar with them, mm-hmm, they naturally, the first question is, what are the seven sacred teachings?
Yeah, right.
Logical question. So, the seven sacred teachings, I always explain, they share some of the traditional values of First Nations people and mm-hmm encourage us to love and respect one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, the seven sacred teachings are, so that I don't hold people in suspense, love first, truth, bravery, respect, humility, honesty, and wisdom. These are the seven sacred teachings.
Beautiful.
There's a little bit of a, there's a story that goes, the Creator gave the seven spirits, who are very powerful, the responsibility to watch over the people. The spirits saw that a lot of the people were living hard lives, and they sent their helper six different times to find a person who could be taught how to live in a good way with all of creation.
Mm.
Finally, the seven spirits' helper found a baby boy because he was born, he's pure enough to receive the teachings and bring those teachings to the people. So the spirits were happy with the choice they made by the helper. The baby boy is a symbol to people that it is important to start early when educating our young people, something you're very familiar with,
mm-hmm,
and that people are already beginning to learn at a very young age, and babies are still very connected to the spirit world and understand this connection, you know, which can be lost when people become adults.
Mm. Yeah.
So while the boy was traveling with the helper, mm-hmm, they were visited seven times by spirits who told them about the seven sacred teachings. And here is what they had to say. First, teaching is love. Now, love needs no explanation, but I would like to emphasize that the beautiful emotion of love reaches further than romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
In my Tuscarora community, there is a section of the Lumber River that's been called Drowning Creek since the 1700s. In Tuscarora, we call it Dagutnitskue. It became known by this name because after we migrated to that area, there was a smallpox outbreak, and if a Tuscarora person acquired the smallpox, they would drown themselves there in the river to prevent the disease from spreading to the rest of the people. That is a great example of love for one's own people. So we know that love is a wonderful emotion, but also I think that people in the modern age just so often localize or restrict the emotion of love to just romantic love, you know, or just nonchalantly, like, I love that song, or, you know, something like that. But I always encourage people to be, love is a wonderful, powerful force of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about love a little bit more, you know, and also for yourself. It's, you know, it's important to love yourself. And, but, you know, the love is also represented in these teachings by the eagle feather. The eagle feather is used to connect to the Creator. You feel the unconditional love of all creation when you hold the eagle feather. That's the belief. And, you know, there are many teachings around the eagle feather. There's many native stories about eagle feathers and such.
Yes.
You know, and, yeah, the eagle was chosen by Creator to represent this law, as an eagle can reach the highest out of all of the creatures and bringing pure vision to the seeker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage people to share kindness. You know, living the good life helps us to care for others as well as ourselves. And it also helps us feel cared for by others. Yeah. So that is the teaching of love.
Beautiful.
In Tuscarora, our word for love is unorequatra. And the second teaching, truth. In Tuscarora, we say yutogene. Truth is represented by the turtle. And it's important to understand all of the original laws as given by the Creator with clear eyes, clear vision. And when you have that clear vision, that is the truth. It is said that in the beginning, when the Creator made people and gave them the seven sacred laws, the grandmother turtle was present to ensure that the laws would never be lost or forgotten. Yeah. And
that's wonderful.
I think so. I think so too. I agree. And so the third teaching is bravery.
Mm.
In Tuscarora, we say uditrayet for bravery. And bravery in the teachings is represented by the bear. Yeah, more bear talk.
That's right.
The bear provides many lessons in the way it lives, but bravery is the most important teaching it offers. Though gentle by nature, the ferociousness of a mother bear when one of her cubs is approached is the true definition of courage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're well familiar with that yourself.
Yes.
Right. And to have the mental and moral strength to overcome fears that prevent us from living our true spirit as human beings is a great challenge that must be met with the same vigor and intensity as a mother bear protecting her cub.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to share bravery, inspire bravery, share courage, not aggression. There is a difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Share your thoughts and feelings with people who support living a good life, you know, and believe that the work you do, being kind and loving, helps you to live a good life. And so then, the fourth teaching is respect.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, respect. In Tuscarora, we say, Wakrihu Watafe. Respect in the teachings is represented by the buffalo. The buffalo, through giving its life, especially in the old days when so many natives relied on the buffalo for clothing, food, shelter. You know, through giving its life and sharing every part of its being showed the deep respect it had for the people. And I always encourage people to value others for the goodness they share, except that each of us experience and understand life differently. But remember that each of us is special. We should never ask or force people to be different for us.
That's powerful.
And so, I think so. I love all these teachings, but I have a few that are especially special to me. The fifth teaching, humility. In Tuscarora, we say ugehratne, or it's our word for humility. In the teachings, humility is represented by the wolf. Now, that seems strange to some people, I think, because, you know, most people think of wolves as, you know, in Western culture, it's wolves are aggressive, vicious. You know, most people don't, in Western culture, associate the wolf with humility. This is what I say. And the teaching is encourages those to be good to all living things because each of us has a unique spirit within. You know, each of us carry special gifts that will help us live good lives.
Yeah.
And know that each of us, know that each of us can learn from mistakes. Each of us can laugh to feel good about life without hurting others. The wolf became the teacher of this lesson because he bows his head in the presence of others out of deference, and once hunted, will not, well, I should say maybe once after the wolf has hunted, you know, the wolf will not take the food until it can be shared with the whole pack.
I didn't know that.
Lack. Yeah, yeah, wolves are that way.
Mm.
Yeah, so he lacks arrogance, and respect for his community is a hard lesson, but integral in the native way of seeing the world and our worldview.
That's incredible. That's really incredible.
Yeah, I think that about teaching about the wolves and humility is usually very enlightening to people. So then the sixth teaching is honesty, and in Tuscarora we say tigari wayeri. That is our word for honesty. Now, there was this story that goes along with honesty, you know, an old story. And, you know, this is how that story goes. There was a giant called Gichabe. Gichabe walked among the people to remind them to be honest to the laws of the Creator and honest to each other. The highest honor that could be bestowed upon an individual was saying, there walks an honest person, you know? They can be trusted. Yeah, to be truly honest was to keep the promises one made to the Creator, to others, and to themselves. The elders would say, never try to be someone else. Live true to your spirit, be honest to yourself, and accept who you are the way Creator made you.
Mm. Yes, that's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I like that lesson myself. And, of course, the final of the seven sacred teachings is wisdom. Wisdom. Yeah, in Tuscarora we say, yutigehriyu, and in the seven sacred teachings, the teaching of wisdom is represented by the beaver. You know, the building of a community is entirely dependent on gifts given to each member by the Creator and how these gifts are used. The beaver's example of using their sharp teeth for cutting trees and branches to build dams and lodges expresses this teaching. If the beavers, you know, if they don't use their teeth, their teeth would continue to grow until they become useless, ultimately making it impossible for them to sustain themselves. The same can be said for human beings. One spirit will grow weak if it is not fulfilling its use. When used properly, however, these gifts contribute to the development of a peaceful and healthy community.
Wow. It's so important.
Very important, yes. And so these are the seven teachings: love, truth, bravery, respect, humility, honesty, and wisdom.
Amenu, and God, Madoma, hey. Those are amazing and powerful teachings, and you have shared them so eloquently and wonderfully. I'd love it if we could talk about them.
Yes.
First of all, just hearing your beautiful, beyond beautiful description of these teachings is like good medicine. It just feels absolutely wonderful just to listen to you talk about these teachings. Why are these teachings so important to people now? I know our ancestors walked in them, but why should we?
Well, I think that it's my personal belief that we are nothing if not the sum of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that those teachings for millennia that we have, our ancestors have incorporated into their daily lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, their whole way of living. I believe that that blood memory is still in all of us today.
Mm.
I think that the modern world has just made it so easy for these seven sacred teachings to be considered quaint or
mm-hmm.
something the old people did,
mm-hmm.
You know, never, you know, realizing, especially when people are young in the modern world, and, you know, there's so many influences, you know, it's kind of like this, you know, I don't watch television. I stopped watching television
right.
in the 1980s.
mm-hmm.
But there was this time where I went over to visit friends. And when I went to visit them, they were watching something on television. I couldn't even begin to tell you what it was. But I do know that it was some young people, that teenagers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that were just doing some really mean things to their siblings and to their parents.
Oh, dear.
That I thought was, you know, I thought of it that way anyhow. It was very disrespectful, very hurtful, and there I was telling my friend's children, you know this is not okay, you know? This mm-hmm. the way what you're seeing on the TV there, you know, it's not okay to talk that way to your parents. It's not mm-hmm. okay to treat your siblings that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, their children, you know, their son and daughter were, you know, at that particular time, like about maybe like 13 and 15, you
mm-hmm.
know, and, you know, I could just kind of see their eyes roll like, you know, oh, yeah, there's Uncle Dwayne, you know, being an old man, you know, being hokey like that, you know, but it's so important to be vigilant, I think, of these seven sacred teachings now more than ever,
mm-hmm.
because I believe that they will help guide us through this new dark age that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my belief.
Mm. Very well said. You know, and I want to say that I thank you for cherishing these teachings and for being willing to teach them, because in our old paths, elders, family members, teachers, prophets, leaders of any age cared about people and loved them and wanted them to succeed. And one of the I mean, your choice in being successful, you can make a lot of mistakes, or you can have mentors. And in that moment, you were beautifully mentoring these young people, showing them that there was a different path than the one that television was presenting to them. And that's important. And it makes me think about a couple of things I've been meaning to ask you and want to ask you about all of this. And the first one is this. As we listen to these teachings, which are the foundation and bedrock of so many indigenous nations, now they seem counterintuitive, right? I mean, promote yourself. Get all you can.
Right.
Get yours, me and mine. That's
right.
What we're hearing now. Humility comes before honor. And yet, think about any rap song. It's mainly them bragging about themselves. As we look at just even popular culture, these values that built centuries of strong people and strong nations, it feels like they're being discarded in the modern world. Does it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it feels that way very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. I'm pretty sensitive about these teachings myself.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to be around people that I don't believe either follow these teachings
mm-hmm.
or don't have the slightest interest in even knowing about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like I know a lot of people know me, but if I am in somebody's company, I'm at somewhere, some event or something, and somebody comes up and starts talking to me, if they present themselves as somebody who is disrespectful to others, who is not truthful, who has no love for themselves or others, who isn't honest, especially somebody who isn't honest.
Mm-hmm.
These sorts of things, if I get this impression, if they give me the impression that, this is who I am, then I'm walking away. Have a good life,
mm-hmm.
I hope the best for you, I hope you get your soul right, but I don't have to be a part of this. I'm going to walk away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why some call me a social invalid, but there's a lot of reasons why I just don't go around, really mix with a lot of people, because so many people are just lost in the quagmire of the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
And these compromised values that you're speaking of, and we're both speaking of, these ways of regarding ourselves and other people we're supposed to love and care for, that people are just abusive towards in different ways, abusive towards people's oneself, It is difficult. It's difficult to walk the good path in the modern age. I will always agree with that. And anyone who has ever wanted to get on the good path, who's been on the bad path, of course, I feel like it's my responsibility, especially if they're from my nation,
mm-hmm.
to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Any way that I can.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. We have to go to commercial, but we'll be right back with much, much more.
And save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes. I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are three voices.
You want this drum over here. It's there. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America. I'm Wayne Pacelli, President of the Humane Society of the United States. Help us stop this cruelty by putting dogfighting out of business. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org.
I'm Dr. Dawn Karima.
Thank you.
let's all go to water. You're here with the panther, eagle, and otter. Indigenous appeal, also Nagata. Can listen with love, respect, and honor. We all have a start like the Dua Mound, a mother town, sacred, beloved ground, like mountain air. Even clear all the doubt we share, cause we never go without a prayer. Live in a way that we can't regret. Whether it's diluted or our blood is full, we're responsible with the heavy load to pull. The world tempts our children to abandon our ways, but they can't stop the clans or our plans when we pray. They will return, so we must teach our youth what they need to learn. Jesus to save us, and our elders to train us to live in this world and still remain us.
We are absolutely loving this conversation today, and I'm so thankful for our guest being here to help us with literally sacred teachings. Would you please introduce yourself once again to us?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora Bear Clan from Robeson County, North Carolina, and I am enrolled at Prospect Longhouse.
I am so thankful that you're here. Could you tell us how each of these teachings has impacted you and your journey through life?
Oh, wow. Okay. This is my belief, and I know that I'm not alone in this belief. I know there are a lot of other Indians who feel the same, and some actually teach this, that everybody is born somewhere on the wheel, and we are born with our intrinsic gifts that we carried with us into the material world from the spirit world. Of course, our wonderful mothers being that conduit for us between the spirit world and the material world. So I believe that we're all born with certain gifts, and but we're not born with all of them. And so those gifts that we're not born with, it's our responsibility to find them, to learn them, and incorporate those gifts into our lives. And in a very real way, that makes us whole people. For example, you know, love. I was one of those souls that was, or I was a person born with a soul that love came very easy to me. You know, all my life, I've just been very loving towards everyone, especially people in my family, and then by extension, my Tuscarora community. You know, I was always that kid, you know, 4 or 5 years old, you know, running around different gatherings and, you know, just randomly hugging all of my family members. You know, I just realized from birth that, you know, this was something that I was born to do, just love my people, love my family, love who's within my circle, and then love those who are outside of the circle. That translates into compassion. That type of love is compassion to me. You know, like people outside of my circle, like say those in Ukraine, where there's this war of aggression by the Russians, you know, I mean, my compassion is activated for those people. You know, my love is activated into compassion for those people and the animal people in Ohio, where this train derailment just happened. And we're hearing reports of all of these people and even animal people who are just suffering from that. You know, my compassion's very real for those people and those animal people. So love came very natural to me. I was born with that, with that teaching, that sacred gift. However, I was not born with the virtue of patience. So I had to learn patience, you know? And it seems to me in my life that I have been tested by Creator or the ancestors, you know, so often, because it seems to me that most people my own age, especially when I was younger and all these things in life happen in a progression that everyone, you know, lives through, like, you know, your first crush, your first love, your first car, you know, you get your driver's license, and, you know, all these firsts that we all experience in life, you know, it seems to me that everybody else got theirs first, much earlier than I did. And it seems like I had to wait for all these things in my life like that. And I was so frustrated when I was younger, especially. And I was so impatient. And it would just bother me. It would just really rankle me.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. And so then I realized when I got older that, you know, as I was coming of age and I had elders tell me about the virtue of patience and about being born with gifts and having to learn others, when I started to hear about that when I was younger, it caused me to do some self-reflection, like we all do over time, you know, and this was something that I realized at that time. Okay, you don't have patience, you know, you have love, but you don't have patience, so you need to focus on that. You need to learn patience, and it took real work, you know. It wasn't simply, okay, now I'll just be patient. No, it took work, and but over some years, I learned that patience, and so I'm a much more patient person these days, just, you know, because of that.
Mm-hmm. You are a very patient person, a kind person, and a loving person. And I appreciate you sharing these steps along your journey because you are a remarkable person, and I think there's a lot of hope in what you're saying. So why do you think it is that the mainstream society seeks to divide us from these traditional values?
That is a very good question. I agree or admit that I have thought the same thing before. Like, why is it that people on TV and on YouTube, on movies and stuff, why is it that so little of that time that mm-hmm. these different outlets demand of our attention, why is it that so little focuses on love and helping each other, family, you know, these really, really best things in the world, you know? And yet, it seems like in the modern age, there is epidemic of depression and anxieties, where I think a lot of that would be rectified by just focusing on these really wonderful things in life. So why it is that the media or mm-hmm. Social media outlets and stuff don't focus on that, but yet focus on the opposite, the selfishness, the greed, the exposing the darkest corners of the world and the human spirit, why do they do that? You know, mm-hmm. I really am not sure what their goal is. I'm one who is a seeker. My personality type, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not just looking for a sugar-coated version of the world. You know, right. I don't have a problem looking at the dark side as well, but I don't look at the dark side and the darkest corners of the human spirit and right. then embrace it. Mm-hmm. I can look at it and study it to learn from it. I just don't understand why it is that what their goal is with, you know, we've seen enough of the bad stuff. We've seen it in TVs,
yes.
on social media, on YouTube, in movies. We've seen the worst that humanity has to offer at this point. Okay, you know, we get it now, you know? Can we just have some balance?
Yes. Yes, that's a great answer because it brings me to what's really important here about this discussion. We have an antidote to that. We have a remedy to all of the negativity, to all of the difficulty, to all of the evil representations and intentions. We have something really powerful, and that's our spirituality and our walk with the Creator. And these teachings help us to live that. So will you help us now, those of us especially who are parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and teachers and mentors and leaders, we've got to pass these teachings on. How do we do that? How do we teach the next generation these sacred teachings?
Like the story suggests, I say we do it from birth. You know,
yes.
That
yes.
is important. We know the importance of teaching children when they're young. That's when we instill in them the values that we have personally, and then by extension, our communities. You know, those values get instilled in the young people when they're young for a very specific reason. Because they're young and because they're learning so much at that time, you know, of their lives when they're learning everything from, you know, how to speak, how to walk, and then how to behave. And that's where all that comes in. You know, there was that whole cigarette campaign back in the 90s, I guess, when all the big tobacco companies, cigarette companies were brought into court, you know, and it was determined that they were marketing towards young people. Because even those people knew that you hook them while they're young. So we can do the
yeah.
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to be vigilant about it. We have to live by example. I mean, the do as I say, not as I do, that method of raising children doesn't work. You know, or at least it's not very effective, you know.
Right.
Lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's how we will keep these seven sacred teachings alive, and that's how we will raise good people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that. And I also get a lot of hope from what you're saying, because, you know, it's not too late. Even people that are reconnecting who maybe
didn't
grow up with these teachings, you know, maybe they didn't get them from the womb, right? You can still join us at any time.
Absolutely.
It's jump in. Mm-hmm.
Just like I was saying about me and patience, you know, I was not born with an abundance of patience. It's something that I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, just the same, you know, people who are reconnecting and with our or their, you know, communities, wherever they are in the world, you know, they can still embrace these teachings and learn them.
Yeah.
That's a very real thing. People do it every day. People just haven't always been raised that way. They haven't been instructed how to live this life. You know, people are, especially these days with so many unfortunate things going on in the world, children are born into very unfortunate circumstances where the seven sacred teachings were just simply not part of that plan. Or that accident, whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they can always choose to walk on the good path with the seven teachings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of the wonderful things about community is in a community, in a family that's healthy, somebody always has what you don't have. And that's the beauty of these teachings in community. You know, that maybe we're not the all-stars of patience, but we're good at love, you know, and
somebody else is
good at respect, and we're growing in humility, and we're, you know, and someone else is doing really well at bravery, you know, and in community, all of these wonderful teachings would be found in abundance, in different hearts and different souls. And I also wonder sometimes, you know, I think we're hard on ourselves as a culture sometimes because these are seasonal sometimes. They're cyclical sometimes, you know. Sometimes you're really crushing it on bravery. You know, you rise to the occasion, you're incredibly brave. And then, you know, another day you're like, oh, no, there's a spider on the wall, I'm leaving. You know, I think we have to remember that the Creator is merciful. Only the Creator is perfect. And so He is a lot more merciful sometimes to us than we are to ourselves, you know, that we're trying, we're working at this, we're doing our very best, you know, but sometimes we can be very, very pitiful, and He understands that too, and that's why community is so important, because we can fill in the gaps for one another, and hold one another up, and uplift one another, and encourage one another. I want to make sure that you share with us anything else that's on your heart. Is there anything else you want to share with us? We would love to hear it.
Well, about what you were just saying, I jokingly, you know, when people falter, you know, if somebody calls me up or comes to me and says, you know, oh, I did this thing, you know, and it, you know, I'm not living up to, you know, what my standard should be or something, you know, or I made this mistake, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, we're only human and there's nothing we can do about it, you know?
Right.
Nothing we can do about it.
That's right.
So not be too hard on oneself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing our best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think so anyhow, you know, and yes, it is cyclical, you know, sometimes, you know, we are brave, sometimes we're not. But you know, what I've done, is that if I would surround myself all my life, I've subconsciously done this, not deliberately,
sure.
But if I have a friend or family member or a teacher or mentor or elder, whoever, who has some quality about them that I've always admired, and one that I wish I had for myself, I would pay attention to them. I would spend time with them. Yeah. I would try and understand what makes them that way. You know, what steps did they take to be that way, or if it was something that they were born with. But, you know, regardless, learn for myself and surround myself with good people. You know, that's important. I surround myself with these people who are on the same path, you know, who have the same vision. That's important.
I love that. And it's one of the reasons I spend so much time with you. I really believe, too, we need to do that for our children, the youth in our lives, the young people in our lives, you know? Surround your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews with good-hearted people and good-minded people. Take them to where wonderful people are doing good things and make sure you build relationships and community with high-quality people who are walking on a good path in a good way. I think that is one of the best gifts we can give our young people, is to give them, you know, iron sharpens iron. And I think it's really important that we keep that in mind, that when we surround our children with good people, they become good people. It brings out the goodness that's already in them. And I think that is wonderful. Will you please tell us about your brand new website?
Sure. The Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina, we've had our website for a while now, but, you know, it was not as, I guess, nice as it could have been. You know, the domain that we were originally with, you know, they were very limited. So back in October, I took over our website, and I decided that the graphics, the platform layouts, you know, could be so much better. So I did the research and I took over that end of the business. So I rebuilt our website. I've never built a website before, but I learned. So I learned out of necessity how to build a website from scratch. And that's what I did. So, you know, the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina has a revamped website on a new domain, you know, but our URL is still the same, www.tuscaroranationnc.com. And you can find us there.
Perfect. Oh, absolutely perfect. I have had the pleasure of enjoying your website. What a terrific website. And you have done a marvelous job. Thank you for coming to learn new things. You know, to do something new requires humility, and to do it for people you love, that was love in action. My granddaddy used to say, love has arms and legs. And then I see all of the seven sacred teachings in your website. I do. I see them. And I see them in your life also. And it is a great honor to be able to discuss them with you here today. Thank you so much for being with us. You are a treasure. And you are cherished and valued, and we are so grateful that you're part of this show today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, and thank you for letting me be here, really. It's always good medicine to talk with you and to be here.
Well, we love you, and we appreciate you. And we love all of our friends who listen. Oh, thank you so much for sharing part of your day with us. And for all of our sponsors and donors, you know, this is a labor of love. It comes in a couple of dollars at a time. And for all of you who make this show possible, we are truly grateful, and we thank you and thank this network. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I hope that someone has shown love to you and told you that they loved you today, but just in case they haven't, the Creator loves you, and all of us, we do too. See you next time.
And save her, better believe it, get on the knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back, once the world forgave you.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.